Now to another big concern for shoppers, food prices. Experts are warning that we're on the verge of a global food crisis. ABC's Andrew Fujii explains why and what can be done about it.
This morning, the U.S. and the world bracing for food shortages as the war in Ukraine rages on. President Biden, speaking to NATO leaders in Brussels Thursday, said because of sanctions on Russia, food shortages are coming.
The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well.
The U.S., Canada, and Europe are major wheat producers, but Ukraine and Russia produce about one-third of the world supply. And less food means higher prices on top of already high inflation rates. Groceries are already about 8% more expensive than they were last year. And those expenses are not just hurting consumers, but also food banks like this one in Boston.
We used to be able to buy chickens for 80 cents a pound, somewhere in there. Now it's like $1.50 a pound. And so that limits our ability to buy more food and distribute more food to the agencies.
In Tennessee, the governor is pitching a plan to provide relief to shoppers by suspending the sales tax on groceries for 1 month.
Let Tennesseans keep some of that hard-earned money and do so by suspending the grocery tax for a time.
The U.S. is producing less wheat than it used to. About 44 million tons were harvested last season, compared to 50 million 3 years ago. To help avert a potential worsening crisis, President Biden is urging European leaders to end trade limits on shipping food abroad.
We are in the process of working out with our European friends what it would take to help alleviate the concerns relative to food shortages.
As to why the U.S. is producing less wheat, factors include the drought and farmers switching to more profitable crops.